Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of HGTV Obsessed, the podcast all about things HGTV.
This is the one. This is it.
Yeah.
You don't need to be anywhere else right now.
Except here with us. We are Mike and Kat Stickler. We make videos on the internet all about life, about love. We're new parents, and in our spare time, we watch HGTV, and like we watch a lot of HGTV. Yeah. We don't just watch it.
We're not casuals.
No, we're not casuals. We really commit when we like something.
Especially when you were pregnant.
Oh,
we watched too much HGTV.
When I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I felt like I was doing so much as I was just laying there in bed.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I've designed 8 houses and bought 3 more. It's crazy.
You want to watch them tonight?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
Day night.
We're so excited. This is HGTV Obsessed. We're doing a podcast.
Yeah, this is so crazy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I like your sweater today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's pretty hot.
We had to change sweaters because I was sweating through my last one. It's so embarrassing. And also, I can't go in my room because that's where my baby is. So I only could go in the sweater closet. And now I'm wearing another sweater that I'm sweating through right now.
but at least we made it. That's all that matters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we made it.
Hashtag mom life.
I know you can't see me, but I feel like all eyes are on me.
Okay, well, we got to get back to the podcast.
Okay.
Let's get back.
Okay. So speaking of HGTV, we have a real treat lined up for you guys today. Our first interviewee, his name is Albie Mashaney. He is known as the world's strongest Santa.
Buff
man.
I mean, just ripping through the screen on the Zoom call.
Like, imagine Santa on a motorcycle with Rudolph leading the way.
Oh my gosh.
And also the best beard ever. Most plump white Santa beard I have ever seen. I mean, it overwhelmed the screens.
Definitely need some tips from him on how to grow some facial hair. That's for sure.
Yeah, Michael cannot grow facial hair except like a little stubbly.
All right.
I love you. So he is going to be the host of the brand new HGTV special called You'll Be Home for Christmas. And
we love Albie.
We really love Albie.
We really love him. Like, we fell in love with this guy. I really think you guys are going to love him. Yeah, he's fantastic. He's quite the character.
He touched on so many cool things.
Yeah.
He's a dad of 5 kids.
Yep.
And he talks about how he went from 400 pounds and he lost 100 pounds after he had his youngest son.
Ooh.
Talks about the journey of staying motivated with that. Talks about what Christmas means to him, what the show means to him, the lives and like the families that he's changed throughout this. It's really sweet. Definitely envelops a great aspect of the Christmas spirit.
But yeah, that's enough from us. So take it away, Santa.
Oh, I don't know. Never mind.
I love
it's funnier
you.
In my head.
I love you.
Albie, how you doing, man?
I am great. How are you guys?
Santa has arrived. Oh my gosh.
I don't know why I'm so nervous to interview you. I think it's because you look like Santa. So I'm like,
childhood memories.
Little secret, I am Santa.
I'm so excited. I mean, if you guys saw him right now, I know it's a podcast, but he's got the fullest, like, plumpest white beard. The reading glasses are on point, but then we've got the muscles and the tattoos. And
it's all the all-in-one package.
It's just a lot to process. I'm so excited.
Okay, I believe in you.
I believe in you too, Santa.
I love it. I love it. Cool. So we'll get right into it. Albie, how'd you end up on You'll Be Home for Christmas?
It was kind of an interesting road. There was a producer with Crybaby Media, and Danny had an idea for a show. And then they found out I was in real estate, and they're like, hang on, why don't we try to get some families into homes just in time for Christmas?
Wow.
Can you explain the premise of that show? So like for people who know, it's like airing December 18th. It's new. So what can they expect to see on that? What is it?
Well, they can expect the most amazingly done up houses. Like we decorated these houses. They look like a Christmas catalog, like a store. No part of the house wasn't touched by Christmas. The families that we helped out were just amazing families, very deserving of what we gave them. And it was just, it's heartwarming. It's emotional. It's fun. I have some swells in the show. That's what I call swollen elves. My guys are pretty big. And
swell. That's incredible. Do you guys do like training every morning with your swollen elves?
we shot a scene in the gym, so I can't give too much away, but we cover a lot. There's a lot of really neat things in the show. The amount of stuff that we crammed into 43 minutes is going to be amazing.
So just a little bit about you, because we wanted to ask you, you know, which came first, Strongman or Santa?
Yeah.
But we know that you have five kids, but you said you were 400 pounds when your youngest was born. And then you were like, you know what? I want to start getting in shape. So you started lifting, working out, and just tell us about that whole
fitness journey.
So it's kind of funny. This whole journey started 6 years ago this week.
Wow.
At the time I weighed 396 pounds. It's just easier to say 400, but
round up.
That's one trip to Carl's Jr. right there. So we call it 400 pounds. And I was sitting on the floor and I couldn't put my own shoes and socks on. I was having my other kids help me. And I got to thinking, I'm like, you know, I'm going to be 60 when he graduates high school. And you don't see any 400 pound 60 year olds. I said, if I'm going to live to see this guy graduate, at least I'm going to have to get in shape. So I started training, and then I needed something to kind of keep me honest and keep me regular. You know, a big fat guy making a comeback, there's got to be some people that would be interested in following that. And so I did a search, and there was a bodybuilder that posted a video, and he said the trick to being successful is to give the public something they're not getting. You have to be better at it than everybody else. And I thought, what do I have that nobody else has? I have a big gut and a white beard. So I decided I was going to be the world's strongest Santa at that point.
That's awesome.
Started a little fan page called Operation Big Bad Santa on Facebook. And then my Facebook fan page has almost 7,000 followers, but I don't post too much there. But my Instagram has 22,000 followers, you know, from all over the place. And people were just like, this is so inspiring. You know, I tune in, you know, to check your progress and everything. And I've had people that send me messages and go, because of following you, I've lost 60 pounds. I'm in the best shape of my life. I train and stuff. And he go, and that makes me feel so good that I can inspire people. It wasn't my intention. I just wanted to, you know, keep myself honest with myself and stay focused. And as of right now, I've lost 100 pounds.
Wow. Yeah. Let's go.
Way to go, Albie.
From my heaviest at 415 pounds, I've gotten down to 304 pounds. Thanksgiving put a few pounds back on.
It's all right. New year, new you, whatever.
Hashtag dad bod, right?
What kept you motivated when you were like to not fall back into like bad habits with that?
For a few years, I was just training. I wasn't eating properly. Getting a good diet plan, it's basically almost cured my diabetes. I've cut my medications in half. I've leaned up quite a bit. But what keeps me most is, and honestly, it's my ego. It's like, I can't not be strong. Mm-hmm. Like I've gotten to a level, I finished third at nationals, 16th at worlds one year and 18th at worlds another year. And I've gotten myself to the level where I just can't be any weaker than that. So I just train hard and hard and hard, because I know that my best years are still to come. I mean, I'm 47, but I'm still getting stronger. And so that's what drives me. It's like, I want to leave a legacy behind for my kids. You know, everywhere they go, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, your dad is Big Bad Santa. It's fun. My kid, you know, to hear my kid tell his teacher that my dad's stronger than him and know that it's the truth.
Oh, that's incredible.
How much can you lift on the bench or bench? Bench press.
Please tell us about your bench, but your benches, Albie.
Typically in strongman, you don't bench press. You do mostly overhead, but I recently started bench pressing again to get to where I could compete. The best in the last month I did 455 for three.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good, like, for you, man.
Five of me. Oh my gosh.
That's incredible. What was the funniest, most bizarre interaction that you've had as Santa?
There was one time in a grocery store, a woman and her two kids were waiting in line, and the kids were absolutely losing it. They were just misbehaving. And she just looked at me with this look on her face like she needed some help. And I just winked at her, and then I kind of bent over and I looked at the kids and I go, do you know who I am? And they looked at me and I go, that's right. And I'm watching. Is this where you want to be?
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to need you to behave for your mom the rest of the day and be quiet. And they're like, okay, okay.
That's incredible.
She was probably like, can you follow us around everywhere we go?
What's your phone number? FaceTime you anytime they need correction.
Do you have any, like, because I know, well, our baby's a year old, so I know that some babies, well, with COVID now, it's not really an issue right now.
Yeah.
But do you have any tips for making sure that your child, like, isn't scared of Santa for those pictures?
One thing that kind of helped is, and this was a customer, someone last year I sat at the mall for pictures, and one of the customers, the kid just came and ran up on and jumped on my lap for pictures, and it was perfect. And I was like, well, that's rare. And the lady's like, her favorite stuffed animal is a Santa. And she plays with him all year long. And she talks about meeting Santa, you know, all year. And I was like, what a good idea if the kids have a Santa to play with.
Oh, that's such a good answer.
I love that.
What the heck?
Association, total association. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I wanted to ask you this. So, I mean, you obviously deck the halls when you help people find their home and you celebrate the Christmas and they have kids and they're like, wow, they're just in awe of this Christmas wonderland. What do you have, like, tips for people that have no idea how to
decorate for Christmas?
Do that.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
We're illiterate in that category.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm going to suggest to people is to watch my show.
There we go.
Step
Shameless
one.
Plug, LB.
Because and not everybody's budget is going to be like we had on the show, but there are a lot of clever tips and tricks that we used on the show. You know, you'd be amazed at what you can find on Pinterest. My wife makes the most beautiful things that she purchases the parts to at the dollar store and finds the plans on Pinterest. And our house is, my wife is a Christmas freak. Like, we have 5 trees up, every inch of the house is covered. Like, they could have filmed the show at our house.
That's funny.
Wow.
But a lot of this stuff is just clever little things that she's picked up off of Pinterest or, you know, different Facebook groups. And it's beautiful. And a lot of the homemade stuff just comes up, you know, looking even better.
Have you always been into decorating for Christmas? Like, is that always just been a thing for you? And you,
when I was a kid, my folks went all out too. Like, our house was covered in lights. Like Clark Griswold, Eat Your Heart Out. Our house was just covered in lights, and we have a lot of heirlooms, and so we decorate our house just head to toe.
You were made for this, man. You were made for this.
I think I was.
Yeah.
You're calling.
Well, and the beard's been white since I was like
12.
Yeah, I've had a beard since I was 12. It just turned white at 40.
Are you Santa's son? Talking with you, I just feel jollier after this conversation. I'm like, I want to decorate for Christmas.
Can you leave us with some practical workout tips for the both of us?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I'm gonna get in here because this is my thing.
Oh, here we go.
Staying consistent. And I had this talk with someone the other day. Don't treat your workouts as something that is an option. You know, make an appointment for yourself to work out. So, like, I work out Tuesdays, Thursdays, Sundays, sometimes Fridays or Saturdays. But I have an appointment with myself in the gym at 6 o'clock. It's on my calendar on my phone, so my wife knows not to double book me. So, you know, those are your appointments. You go to it just like it's your job. It's like you're going to the doctor. It's one of those things you have to do, whether you feel like it or not, because your body's going to thank you for going. Aside from that, just do, you know, what you can do, what feels good. If you're only getting to the gym twice a week, you know, there's no problem with doing a lower body day or an upper body day. There's no problem in doing the full body workout twice a week. I try not to train more than 2 days in a row, and I try not to rest more than 2 days in a row. So every other day at least, because I'm old and I get sore.
I mean, we're young and we get sore.
So yeah. I feel like once you have a kid, you automatically start getting more sore for some reason.
That's Father Time reminding you that it's, you know, you're coming to the end.
Oh, no.
Okay, Abby, one last question, and this is a big one because it's time for a segment that we like to call Defend the Trend. So this is where we ask our guests to give us their take on design trends. So you are the first person to ever play Defend the Trend. So we want your hard opinions.
Hard.
Hold nothing back. You are like the king of Christmas, and you're clearly, you know, more is more concept when it comes to decorating and Christmas trees. But we want to know, what about other trees for the holidays? Like, would you ever put up a Valentine's tree or a Halloween tree or a Thanksgiving?
That's a tough
tree.
One, Albie.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, being the Christmas purist that I am, yeah, our house always has at least one real tree. So to go up more than once a year, I wouldn't harvest a fresh tree for each one of those. But if you happen to have a fake tree and you felt like decorating it for any other holiday, like, I actually have thought about getting a green Santa suit and going around on St. Patrick's Day as McSanta O'Claws. So I think if you had a tree and you wanted to decorate it for every occasion, that would be absolutely, that actually could be the next big thing. Cause you know, it used to be you'd only see lights at Christmas time. Now I got neighbors putting up Halloween lights. Then the wife started doing that. But that's a brilliant idea. I'm sure once my wife hears this, she'll be like, why don't we have a tree up for this?
This is perfect. Why haven't we thought of this before?
I think you definitely defended the trend though, Albie. This is good.
I respect
it. And we might just leave up our Christmas tree until July 4th because we did a patriotic tree this year. We'll just keep putting water in it until July 4th.
Just plant your own Christmas tree in your house so it doesn't die and then decorate it year round, and it'll just be, our tree's been in our family for generations.
I love it.
Genuinely, honestly, thank you so much for being here and for interviewing with us. It's so cool that we interviewed Santa for our first. I feel like that's
so
a good
cool
omen. Like, it's just setting the precedent for a great 2021. You probably want to know what Albie looks like because he's just this ripped version of a very in shape Santa Claus that rides a motorcycle for a sleigh. And you can go see the pictures for this at hgtv.com/podcast. Well, your show comes out December 18th and it's called You'll Be Home for Christmas. It's on HGTV.
We can't wait to watch it, Albie. We're excited for you, man.
December 18th.
I'm just honored and thankful that HGTV gave me this opportunity.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
See, we said you guys would love Albie.
Honestly, that conversation really got me in the mood to decorate for Christmas.
I honestly am very inspired as well. Yeah.
Well, then you can do all the decorating then. I'm really glad we worked that out. Okay, great. So before we go, it's time for what I honestly think might be one of our favorite recurring segments on the show. HDTV to the rescue.
That's right. You guys can send in your burning home design questions
burning.
And a legit HDTV star will answer them. First up, we have this very seasonal question for the one and only David Bromstead from Jessica.
I really love David.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so this is Jessica's question to David. Hi, David. My roommates and I cannot agree on when to take down our Christmas tree. One is itching to put it away on the 26th, and I kind of think she's being a Grinch. When do you take down your tree, and do you have any tips on how to store all of this stuff?
Hi, Jessica. Yes, your roommate is a Grinch. For sure. Keep your Christmas up at least through King's Day, which is the second weekend, I believe, in January. Anything after that, it's a personal preference, but I kept my Christmas up till almost Valentine's Day 1 year because I loved it so much and I didn't want to part with it. So there's really no wrong answer except getting rid of it on the 26th because the holiday season is lovely and wonderful. And as far as storing, I get like plastic bins, and then I wrap them loosely in paper, or I just line it with paper and just put them on there nice and delicate. I put all the ornaments together with color coded and printed and patterned. All of those go together in a clear bin because you want to make sure when you're in your storage, you can see exactly what you're getting. Storage is tricky. Be meticulous because the more meticulous you are putting it away, the easier it is for you to find it the next year, especially with your lights. What I would do with my lights is I take them, roll them, put it in half without like tying anything together. I put it in a bag that you can lock. So therefore, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to get tangled. You know exactly how it was put in. Yeah, but just more be meticulous and just, it's a lot easier putting away than it is putting up. So don't skip on the process.
Wow, that was an awesome answer.
That was good. David's
good.
So good.
Yeah. Wow.
And if you guys want to ask your own HGTV to the rescue question, drop us a comment on HGTV's Instagram where they have a post of yours truly. And by yours truly, Mike's also there. So it's not just me.
God, so secondary.
When would you want the Christmas tree down?
Day after Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
So you'd have your New Year's where the ball drops and then you look to your right and there's no Christmas tree. Just an empty hole of where it used to be.
I'm actually really okay with that. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think I would like for you to take it down well into February.
If you want it well, and if you want it down well into February, then I'll do that.
Great. Can you also put it up well into November?
We'll talk about that later.
That's great. Can you also decorate the tree?
I know a guy.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay. I think we should start actually establishing Christmas traditions we want. Because this is going to be like the first Christmas really with MK.
Yeah.
Because the other one, she was like a baby.
So when I was growing up, my parents actually, what we did is we went to the store every year on Christmas Eve and bought a new ornament. I think that would be really cool. So you have like a new ornament each and every year.
That's sweet.
Yeah, you just like build a collection and then you put it on and every year you have a new ornament.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
I think one that we had for my family that I love my family. I just remember Christmas was super stressful. Like we always had to like put the lights up and then the ornaments were very expensive. And if they broke, then oh my gosh. And
nightmare.
Scary to like tell mom, I broke your priceless possession. I'm so sorry. Why was it dangling on the tree? I don't know, but you put it there. So just make it like fun and just enjoyable at all times. Make it a really good experience.
Yeah.
'Cause I feel like if you include that in any memory, it's one of the most sweet things you can look back on when you're older.
Totally. I agree.
Okay, that was an amazing first episode.
So good.
If I do say so myself, we freaking killed it. Congrats, babe. Congrats on marrying me and having a great partner for a podcast.
I mean, I definitely won, so.
Yeah, you won at life just by putting a ring on it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Albie was awesome, and I'm so excited to keep doing this.
Yeah, make sure you guys check out You'll Be Home for Christmas December 18th on HGTV. I'm excited to see it.
Mm, That was a grunt of approval.
That grunt of approval, yeah.
You just said. Can you tell we have a short attention span?
Or what?
And please, please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Honestly, we are everywhere. Everywhere you look, because we're obsessed with HGTV. And leave us a comment. Leave us a rating. Give us that validation that we need to know that we are giving you what you want. Write what you want to hear. Write what you want to see. Write what you want us to do. What questions you want us to ask. I mean, really just go all in. I will read every freaking comment.
You're really passionate about these ratings and reviews. I love it.
This is how I fill up my love tank.
I mean, but really, honestly, it does help us out. It helps out a ton. We're taking a break next week.
Yeah, one episode in and I am like a good exhausted.
But we'll be back December 31st.
Yeah.
Right?
It's kind of like when you go on a first date and you're like, man, that was the love of my life, but I'm exhausted because that was so much emotion.
I totally feel that every day with you. That was sweet, right?
That was so sweet.
Oh, good.
Did my face not look like it was sweet?
I thought you were. I thought you thought I meant that in a negative way.
No, that was very sweet.
Anyways, we'll be back on December 31st with our New Year's Eve special.
I'm excited to talk about the traditions my family had for New Year's Eve. So, happy holidays. Thank you so much for being here for this premiere episode.
Yeah.
And if you want more of us, follow us on TikTok.
Yeah, Mike and Kat.
Mike and Kat, I was going to say.
Instagram, Kat Stickler.
Kat right? Stickler. Happy holidays. We'll see you on New Year's Eve.
Cool.
I mean, am I a professional or what? Was I made for this or what? That was flawless, you guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.